Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
The porn that I like and that I will gravitate towards more is where they do show the woman coming. I need that element of eroticism when it comes to my BDSM. Sometimes I like to watch my own porn. Sometimes I'm in the mood to watch myself having gotten down and done the nasty. All right. Hey, everyone. Well, I have a fun little subject for today. I want to talk about porn. I don't know what got me, I like porn. I indulge in it. I was going to say, I don't know what got me thinking about doing this as a subject, but I know what it was. I was watching something on Netflix and it came up. It was actually about female orgasm, and they were referencing how porn sort of does women a disservice in their mind. And, it just got me thinking about that subject. Also, the porn that I like and what I enjoy, and I thought, you know what? That'd be fun to talk about. I know I've sort of scratched the surface a little bit a couple times with porn and what I like. But first thing I'll talk about is while I was watching that documentary, it was a series of shows. It had a bunch of, I guess, kind of sexy topics. One of them was the porn and as it relates to women and female orgasm, all this stuff, yada, yada. But I did enjoy what they had to say, or I did agree somewhat with what they had to say about the fact that I don't see women having orgasms in porn. I got to tell you, that kind of pisses me off. It is, as I watch it, it is sort of obviously predominantly for men who are, I don't know what the percentage is of men to women that watch porn, but it does seem to be that, you just don't see the woman coming. And that to me is kind of a ripoff. I want to see that. I want to see her coming. The porn that I like and that I will gravitate towards more is where they do show the woman coming and, or squirting or whatever. Like, you see she's having a reaction. It's not just, all about him, pounding it out, just bam, 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 bam. And then, and she's sitting there going, oh, yeah. And it, and then whatever the time frame is, 30 minutes later, 20 minutes later, 45 minutes later, the guy finally, you get the cum shot. I am disappointed in porn. I'm going to say it right now. And I want to know why this is. Why don't we see more women getting off in porno? Because, and quite frankly, usually the guy's doing very little for her. I mean, they're not touching her clit. They're not, they're not doing anything. I don't know. I mean, unless you get sometimes you get the oral sex scene, which is good, right? I like to watch a guy going down on a woman. And, but this stuff is rare. And I know it's rare because sometimes I want to see that. I want to watch oral sex. I want to watch a woman, getting her clit licked and sucked, and I'm in the mood for that, so I'm searching for that. It's hard to find. And then just like, maybe I need to have a better search parameter. Maybe I need to do like, you know, women coming or whatever. Maybe you have to specify that. Maybe that's a specific category. But it shouldn't be a specific category, guys. It should just be like, hello, part of it. I mean, when you're having sex with your partner, don't you want her to come? Don't you want her to come as much as you can make her come? Don't you want to feel like a big old fucking stud when you're rocking her world and she's just, she can't even fucking keep her head straight because you're just, you're making her come and come and come. Now that to me, that's what I'm talking about. That's a good lover. Not just like, oh my God, I can't even tell you what I would do if a guy just like came and didn't do anything for me. I think that's happened to me like once in my life that I can recall. And I mean, that guy had to do the walk of shame. He had to do the motherfucking walk of shame from my house. There's no way. And he was off the list. He was not coming back from that. That's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. Don't do that. Anyway, so this recording might sound a little strange, and I'll tell you why. Because right now I'm practicing with the video blogging or video podcasting, video casting, whatever we want to call it. I don't know what the official term is because I'm getting ready. I need to start practicing as I'm doing my podcast before I do launch the OnlyFans, what this looks like. I'm having a problem here because I don't have everything set up properly. So it's not using the camera I want it to use. It's using the camera in my computer, which is not as good a quality as the one that's on my, basically my phone. I got the new iPhone 11 Pro or whatever. So the video is just so much better on there. And then eventually maybe I'll invest in a camera, but for now, that iPhone is really shooting some nice stuff, but it's not coming through my iPhone like it's supposed to. It's coming through my damn MacBook. I'll have to figure that out. Anyway, so I'm sort of, if I sound a little distracted while I'm trying to do this podcast, it's because I'm starting to practice videoing myself while I'm talking, and it's weird. And I'm like, don't scratch. Right now I'm scratching my eyeball. I have to be aware of all the things I do. I know when I'm doing audio, I know all my little ticks, all, you know, my audio, my sound guy is like, you have, you know, you do this and you do that. And, you know, I know what they are. And usually he says I'm a lip smacker. I smack my lips and he's right. It's, you can hear me like, it's kind of when I go, like that, smacking my lips. But, I try not to focus on that because I've heard when you try to get rid of one of these tics, more pop up. All right. Anyway, I did not want this podcast interjected with talking about that kind of stuff, but I'm just kind of staring at myself and thinking, how the fuck am I really going to do this right now? If you could see me, you would be disappointed because I'm in my sweatshirt. I like to cut the necks off the sweatshirt so they're kind of like they hang off your shoulder. And I got my sports bra on underneath, which I really like to wear because my boobs are big. And you know what? I like just to run around in a sports bra. It's comfortable. And I have my hair pulled back. I've got my librarian looking glasses on, which are catching the reflection of my lighting. I got some kinks to work out here, people. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. But it's also strange to watch myself. And I definitely need to get some podcasts under my belt where I'm practicing. That's what I'm doing right now. Anyway, back to the porn talk, because that's what you're here for, since you can't see me yet. Let's see, porno. Where were we on that? Oh, yes. The fact that they don't show women coming. This is a jip. It's really a jip. I don't like that. But Now that I've, I'll say the things I don't like about porno. I don't like when they don't show women coming and having orgasms. And because it's just, you know, and I can tell when they're faking it. So it's bullshit. And then I don't like, which I've said before, if a guy's like leaves his tennis shoes on or puts his like fucking, you know, the white socks. I don't know who started that trend. I don't know what that's all about. To me, not sexy, not attractive. I would not be down with that. If you wouldn't take your fucking socks off, I wouldn't. You wouldn't have your penis in me. So there you go. Yeah, those are the things that those are the things about porn that to me are just not sexy. Okay. But let's talk about the things like when I go in and I want to watch porn, like what do I search for? It just depends on my mood. I mean, sometimes it's girl on girl. Sometimes I like the like girls fucking each other with strap-ons. I have a big fetish for interracial porn. So I love to watch those blacked, anything. When I get on Pornhub or YouPorn, if I can search that out, I love that. You know, the bummer, though, is when I watch that is that it's always these, like, fucking 5'2 girls, you know, and I'm 5'10. I'm like, this is just not, can we get some taller girls on here? I mean, the guys look ginormous. It's fabulous. I love the contrast. I love that. And I was just talking to somebody about this day. Someone was asking me this. A little friend on Tumblr. What's his name? Sex and Sophistication, is that his handle? Hope you don't mind me calling you out on. Hope you don't mind me giving you a shout out. I think it's Sex and Sophistication. Anyway, he takes some really good pictures of himself as well as having some really good hand porn, which I love hand porn. Okay. So the blacked stuff. Yeah. That kind of does it for me. Like I said, I only wish that they would have, taller girls. I mean, they do sometimes. They do, but usually it seems like it's like some, like really tiny, really short little chick. And anyway, it's still very hot, you know, and they always get like really, really fair skinned women. That's, and then you get the nice, that contrast. It's just something about it. Yep. Super hot. Well, not going to lie. Super hot. And then of course they always get these guys with these ginormous cocks, which I'm loving that, you know, like, I've talked about it several times before, how good it feels to just have a huge fucking cock in you. Be stretched out. Oh, sweet Jesus. Yes. It's the best. Okay. What else? If I'm not in the mood for the interracial porn, sometimes I like to try to find some good BDSM porn. I have to say, I found that it's hard to find. Like really good BDSM porn, it's usually cheesy and campy, you know? And I want the real stuff. I like, you know, every once in a while, there's this one guy who seems to star in his big thing is he's the submissive one in the BDSM type scenario. And usually I'm looking for the other way around. I like it, you know, I like it to be the girl, to be the sub. But every once in a while, I get in the mood for that. I don't know these porn people's names. I don't know their, I'd totally like call it out, but I just don't know who they are. What ends up happening is like, since I can't find like the decent BDSM with a submissive women scenario, you know, it's usually some just, I don't know, like, it's usually some ugly fuck, really like not attractive guy. And then the women are attractive or whatever, but it's usually kind of over the top. It's more like dungeon room, you know, we're in a basement and I'm going to it's just more, I don't know, it's more aggressive than I would say it is erotic, if that makes any sense. I need that element of like eroticism when it comes to my BDSM porn. I need that somehow there's a, I see the connection between the sub and the dom. And when it's just more of the, when it's just more of the, you know, she's just some random slut cum dumpster, you know. For some reason, that doesn't get me off as much. I don't know. Like, I don't mind pictures of it. It's strange. Like, I'll reblog pictures of that, but I don't want to watch the porn per se. A snapshot of it, like a quick little moment, can be hot, but I don't know. Some of those are just like, it doesn't do it for me. Now, again, like I said, from time to time, you will find, you know, some good stuff where it is kind of like you can see, you know, a connection with what the guy's doing, and he's edging her and, you know, like not letting her come. And it's really more just how, I guess I want to see the real life stuff, or maybe what's real life for me, which brings me to another point. Sometimes I like to watch my own porn. Sometimes I'm in the mood to watch myself having gotten down and done the nasty. And which is so funny, because I wouldn't even, like, in the beginning, think back on this. Like, I don't think I ever even, you know, this is like porn with Cowboy Ann and I. And I don't think I've ever, I ever even took a picture with him until about a year ago. Like, there was no selfies. There was no, let me think if it's a year, if that's the right amount of time. Trying to think back. A year. Yeah. I mean, like, literally about a year. I just finally would take a fucking selfie with him. We took our first selfie in St. Croix. Anyway, and then from the, and then it was, then I was shooting naughty video. Actually, no. We did a, it's funny. We did a naughty, we did the first naughty video in Wyoming. And it was short, though. It was short, very short, like 30 seconds or something like that. And I couldn't even watch it. And I just can't, I couldn't stand the sound of myself. I didn't want to see it. I was like, no. And then slowly, somehow I got into it. And I still have a hard time listening to myself, but I like to watch it. And so when I see that kind of stuff, and then I'm, you know, and I'm comparing what I'm watching, you know, on YouPorn or Pornhub, I'm like, oh my God, like, my shit is so much better. It's so much more, maybe it's because you can see the connection between the two of us. You know, I'm not sure what it is, but I got to tell you, we do some fucking hot videos. Like, we could be porn stars. That sounds strange to say, and it's still kind of hard for me to watch, but if I get in the mood for it, I'm in the mood for it. And it really gets me going. And just, I mean, you know, just to watch him, like, slapping me, and oh my God, just everything that he does. Like, catching that, you know, just it's one thing to feel all that stuff going on and be experiencing it, but then to watch it back, like, from an observation point of view, from an erotic point of view, it's hot. Yeah. And I have to say, I'm not tooting my own horn with this one, but I surprisingly, because I'm so, you know, I'm so, I've been shy about that and adverse to it. But surprisingly, when I watch it back, I'm like, oh my God, I'm okay with this. Like this, I look damn good. This looks good. Like we look fucking hot. Like, and it is some good shit. So anyway, so sometimes I watch my own porn. Sometimes I'm in the mood for that. Sometimes I like, you know, I try to find my, I try to find my, you know, some like good, legit, just, I guess, well acted, which is sort of an oxymoron when you think about porn, like, rape fantasy type porn, you know, it's not out. I don't find it on, on YouPorn and Pornhub. And so if I can't find it there, I don't go looking any farther than that. But I try to find that stuff. I get in the mood for that. I think that's more like, I think those are more like site specific. You have to go to a specific site looking for that. And I just don't kind of venture out there enough. What else do I like really like get in the mood for? This is going to sound funny, but you know, I guess now that it's sort of become a little bit part of my life, like I like the, younger guy, you know, older woman scenarios. I find those hot. And what else is on my list? I should have just written it out before I just tried to pull this off the top of my head, because it's late at night and I'm deciding to do my podcast here. What else do I like? I like to see, like, I think they call them the cream pies. Like, when I do watch porn, I want him to come inside her. I want to see the cum coming out. And I want, you know, I want him. Yeah, I mean, I want to see it, you know. I don't, for some reason, the pulling out and jacking off on her and on her face and stuff like that. At the end, I mean, whatever. I guess, you know, guys like that. But for me, I'm like, it doesn't really do it for me. I like to see it. And, you know, I like to know that he just came inside of her and just totally filled her up. And then it comes out and it's just, yeah, to me that when it's dripping out and you get to see it, that's hot. I love, sometimes I get in my DP phase. Like there was a time span there where I was just like all about the DP, any kind of DP videos. I was all about it. Like it just, that would just get me off in like 2 seconds. I loved watching, you know, two guys and a girl and them just like wrecking her, you know, and fucking the shit out of her. And I don't know what happened to it. See, I never download this stuff. I just watch it and then I would go back to the site and then I knew what it was called and I would rewatch it or whatever. I've never like downloaded any porn onto my computer. And, but you know, which is kind of a drag because now some of the videos that like my go-tos I can't find anymore. But God, there was this one. It was like this Latin woman, and she was getting DP'd, and man, I mean, it was hot, and all of the they just got the best angles and got right up in there, and I loved it. Yeah, and she was hot, and the guys she was with were hot. I like that. I don't like when there's a I like to watch attractive people, you know, like, I don't know. I like, I want to watch a bunch of Stepford wives, like Stepford people having porn, doing their thing, which is unrealistic. You know, you don't see that. Sometimes I can't help but be critical with the porn, like, you know, what I see in the background. I'm always like that in people's pictures, the shit they post, you know, like, I don't know. Like, why post a picture of yourself with a fucking toilet in the background? Like, I never understood that. And why have a fucking messy background? This is the shit that drives me nuts. I mean, I'm like, do I have to come over there and like, do I need to send Mary Maids over to clean your shit up? Because it looks awful. I don't want to look at, I can see you had chicken wings last night. They're on the floor right next to your bed. You know, I mean, there's like a, you haven't washed your sheets in forever. There's like a, there's a fucking body imprint from body soot in your sheets. That kind of stuff just makes me crazy. I'm a neatnik, in case you can't tell. Like, Cowboy Ann is always like, don't fuck with my mess. I'm like a little mom, just like cleaning shit. I can't stand like, yeah, I like tidiness. I don't like a lot of crap anyway. But yeah, that's kind of, so those are like my go-tos. Like, it's my first go-to, though, I'd say, is always like the interracial porn. And then that's been as of late, you know, like I said, I haven't. And then I had my DP phase where it was always just DP videos. I had to find DP, DP, TP, DP. And I had my phase with trying to find the BDSM stuff, but I just haven't found anything good out there. Now, if anybody can send me like any links, send me a correction, point me in the right direction, you know, where I'm missing out, please do, because I would love to see some good porn. You know, I don't want, yeah. Or, and then the any kind of fantasy, like rape videos. Yeah, I love that. I love that shit. So if anybody's got any recommendations, you can send those to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Tell me what your favorite porn is. What do you like? What's your favorite? I want to know. Send it to me. I'll review it. Maybe get off to it. And then I'll tell you about it. Tell you how I liked it. Whether it was, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down. But if anybody can tell me like why we don't see women orgasming very often, it's just, I don't like that. You know, I want to know that. I mean, I want to watch an actual fucking sex act. That's to me a sex act. And that when the woman's getting off too, then all is well. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know why that's not more common. Maybe because the professional women that are shooting this just are like, fuck it. I'm not into this guy. I'm here. I'm doing a job. You know, bam, 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 bam. Let's just bang it out. And that's that. But I don't know. I like to see it. I like to see that part. To me, it's hot. That part's very hot. Oh, and then I do like to watch, of course, female, female, male. I do have my moments with that too, where I'm like, okay, you know, let's watch it. And I get all kinds of like, you know what I do? It gives me ideas. I take little mental notes. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. When I have my female, female, male, I'm going to do that. So I like, it's almost like research, you know, gets me hot, gets me, gets the old vajayjay stimulated, gets my clit throbbing, also gets me wet, gets me coming, and gets me mentally stimulated as well, thinking about all the fun shit I'm gonna do when I finally have my female, female, male. Now, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden, because I've been working on that, I have lots of options. They're coming out of the woodwork. Sexy people, sexy couples. I just want sexy couples. It's very hard to find, be attracted to both. I want mostly the attraction to the woman. Sorry, the guy in this scenario, he's just an accessory. Because this is going to be my first female experience. So I want her to be hot. I want to be attracted to her. And I think that's just hard to do because I'm not bisexual. So she's got to be just like something. There's got to be something there. Chemistry and, you know, beautiful body. And, you know, and it's funny because I no offense to the short girls out there. None. Okay. But I want somebody like me. I want a tall girl. I do. I don't like short guys and I don't want short women. Cowboy Ann asks me this all the time. And actually other guys have been with this. Like they ask me like, well, what do you want the girl to look like? I'm like, I want her to look like me. I want to fuck myself. I'm sort of joking on that, but kind of not. I mean, she should be like me. I mean, I don't want anybody that's too like, I really want like girl next door, all American girl next door. That's, you know, that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm not particular about hair color, eye color, but she's got to have that, you know, I can be sexy and bake brownies at the same time. And that looks perfectly natural. I can wear both those hats. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Like this, that all Americana. Cause that's me. That's me to a T. I'm just, you know, I'm like, I literally could be your, you know, your neighbor. You'd be like, oh yeah, she's cute. You know? Yeah. You know, you wouldn't be like, oh, you would notice me, but it's not because I'm over the top. You know, you're not going to be like, oh my God, look at this. I'm not super, you know, I don't have an exotic look. I'm just that all-American girl. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for. That's my ideal girl. Give me an all-American girl. I want her to have some height on her and just be, you know, bubbly, fun, outgoing, sexy. Yeah. Is that too much to ask for? Can I not have that? Please. Please, America. Help me find my girl. Oh gosh, I gotta say though, watching myself while I'm doing a podcast is very strange. It's awkward. I gotta get used to that. Gotta get used to it. Oh my gosh. And I just, this is like this look I got going right now. I don't know. I think a lot of guys would like it though. It's my all-American girl. It's my girl next door look. Definitely. Definitely. But I plan on, you know, doing a little primping and trying to impress, make an impression the first time I'm seen on camera, because I don't know if I'd want what I'm recording right now out there. Maybe after, like, this could be my 100th video recording, but not my first. Definitely not my first. All right, guys. Well, I think that wraps it up on the porn. Like I said, it's too bad I'm not willing to do porn, because I'll tell you, I do some damn good porn. Homemade porn. I'm telling you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's fucking hot. I mean, just, ugh. When I watch it back, I'm like, oh my, I mean, I'm turning myself on. And I don't mean that in a vain way. I'm just watching the whole thing, the whole interaction, the sounds, the way he's touching me, the way I'm touching him, all the times I'm orgasming. It's just fucking crazy. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Or when I'm, you know, giving him a blowjob, or he's face fucking me. Oh, this shit's hot. I'm just the only person I can reference, because he's the only one I've ever shot that kind of stuff with. And I'm just like, please, nobody hack my phone. Nobody hack his phone. I would just be mortified. That's why I got to get that shit off my phone and onto a like secure hard drive and leave it there. Anyway, all right. Well, enough of that. So I love your feedback. I'd love to hear what you guys, what's your favorite type of porn? What do you like? I do get asked that question quite a bit. And I just thought, what a good topic. But damn it, more women should be, I want to see more women orgasming in porn. And legit, none of this fake bullshit, no faking it. That's wrong. And I, you know, it's wrong because, I keep trying to end this podcast, but it's wrong because men are getting the wrong idea. That's the other thing. I've talked to plenty of girls about this. And, you know, men's for some, you know, they're watching porn and they're getting the wrong idea about how to make a woman come. Most women cannot come just by penetration. Okay, guys, get over that. Some can. I can only come with certain guys that way. Otherwise, I've got to have this some stimulation. It just, you know, it, a lot of it's circumstantial. It's mental, emotional. There's a lot of shit going on. We're complicated creatures. And, you know, it's nice that you guys can just stick it in and get off. But guess what? We're wired differently. And please don't rely on porn to show you how to make a woman come, because you're going to be wondering why, you know, you're getting told, get the fuck out so they can finish the job. You get one of those talks and, you know, you better get yourself some, get your education somewhere else. Actually do some legitimate like research and figure it out. But it, you know, basically, most women, you've got to have some stimulation outside on the clitoris. And the clitoris goes all the way in. You have an internal, it like runs, it's a big long thing. It goes inside too. And you can get the stimulation that way. I mean, you just have to know what the fuck you're doing. So don't be a ding dong. Don't let your girlfriend, your wife, your, even just your fuck buddies, don't let them go without good orgasms. You cannot call yourself a man if you're leaving these women high and dry. I tell you, it's just, it's a shame. It's a damn shame. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And keep listening. I'm trying to pick up the pace here. I'm trying to do two episodes a week, get myself like really sort of in prime podcasting, video casting shape. I'm getting ready for my big launch. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.